AircheckDownloads.com.
On digital radio, on Global Player, and
Play Gold Radio.
Playing the greatest hits of all time.
This is Gold
News.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Dominic Ellis. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Gold from Global. Now, here comes three big number ones from the 60s, 70s and 80s. Gold's number one.
Let's get going with a track that was originally by the Drifters, who were big fans, actually. They thought the Searchers did a good job of their version of the song in 1963, although they were a bit picky. They said they got the words wrong. It's Your Tasty Kiss, not Your Fair Sweet Kiss. Anyway, they still took it to number one in 1963. Here it comes.
Gold's number one. Three big number ones to kickstart your day. Gold's number ones.
This is Gold. Three number ones this morning from the Searchers, Wizard, and number one 40 years ago today, John Lennon and Woman at 8:13. End of the week is in sight this weekend. Anything going on? Probably not, in all honesty. Another weekend of staying in, it's going to be freezing cold outside. But here's the thing. Dirty Dancing has been crowned the UK's favourite lockdown movie. How many times have you seen that film? How many times has that been repeated on TV? And they were supposed to be filming a remake, but it's never going to be the same without Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. And of course, one of the reasons it was such a huge success was simply because it had one of the best soundtracks going, including this one from Bruce Chanel, Hey Baby, on Gold Breakfast.
Gold, the UK's more music breakfast show.
Dave Edmonds, Queen of Hearts on Gold, 8:19. Andy says, I wish it was a quiet weekend this weekend. No, I mean, the weekend for me is going to be spent catching up on putting shelving up in the garage. They do reckon, don't they, that Sunday is no longer a day of rest. Sunday is the catch-up day where most of us have got, like, at least 15 jobs to do. From cleaning and DIY, ironing, washing, that kind of thing. Give yourself 5 minutes, though, now to enjoy this. Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream, on Gold Breakfast.
There must be light.
Hot chocolate. Everyone's a winner on Gold Breakfast. Chance to be a fine thing tonight on the Euro Millions, 114 million. Be nice. 8:26, thanks to everyone who's been to our Facebook page, My Gold Music, by the way, and told us about the first record they ever bought. Some great memories and some great song suggestions coming in. We're going to pick one and play it soon on Gold Breakfast.
You look a bus driver in the eyes and tell them your journey is essential.
Gold Travel. With Global Player. Radio, playlists and podcasts, all for free. Download it now.
8:30, and if you need to make an essential journey, we'll start in Cheshire with the M53, which is closed, northbound at Junction 10.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Dominic Ellis.
The UK's more music breakfast show with James Bassam.
This is
Gold. 8:37 with the OJ's on Gold.
The music, the memories, your Gold moment. Gold.
So let's kick this all off with your memories of the first record you ever went out and bought. And by the way, thank you for all of the great stories and song suggestions on Facebook. And I think we should do more with this because there are some fantastic song suggestions coming in. It was tough to choose, but this is a great story. So we'll go with this one from Daz Morgan. Daz says it was 1979 and it was my 10th birthday and record tokens were huge presents back then. So off to Woolworths in Waterloo in Liverpool it was to buy Pink Floyd's The Wall, on recommendation of my then 18-year-old brother Paul, who'd given me the token. It costs £1.99 for the album, and I've still got the little two-piece sticker with the price of the album all still intact. Paul wanted the record for himself, it turned out. But what an introduction to Pink Floyd it was, and what a wonderful 10-year-old birthday memory too. So we've got to play you this. Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, on Gold. Sandy Shaw on Gold Breakfast, 8:43. Elton John's been saying how difficult he's finding homeschooling his two boys, Elijah and Zach, who are 8 and 10 years old now. And he's doing a great job, but he said children need to interact with each other. You know, circumstances are what they are at the moment, but, well, that March deadline is on the horizon. Fingers crossed for better news soon, eh? Elton John's coming soon, and the Hughes Corporation next on Gold.
You look a shop assistant in the eyes and tell them your trip is essential.
Gold Breakfast with James Bassam. This is Gold.
Newcheckdownloads.com.